Thank you, Chelsea Van. That was absolutely exquisite. I may have heard that song before, but I never heard it that way. I was surprised. I was starting to tear up. What a wonderful, wonderful lyrics. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember and speak and testify and praise God. What a great song. Thank you, Diane King Van, for choosing it. Thank you. I'm sure people are going to rush out now, but you can't get your tickets until after the service. So we're starting a new month, and this month we are, the theme of the month is the power of decision, and it's based on this wonderful, wonderful book, The Power of Decision, written by Raymond Charles Barker. Raymond Charles Barker was one of Ernest Holmes' students who had a great big huge church in New York City. It was big and he was powerful. And this book is a change your life book. It's a change your life book, especially for those who are wondering if this stuff really works. He's very clear. He says pretty well, like Johnny Coleman, it works if you work it. If you're not working it, it's not going to happen. So this book is really about using our thinking. It's about mental science, using our thinking for our benefit, for our good. Decide to be happy. But in the first place, I need to fill you in on why decision is so important. And just to let you know that this is not an easy thing for most of us, because most of us were taught to get approval from people, so we wanted people to like us, and we wanted to do it the right way to please others. And so making a decision by ourselves was a bit of a chore. I'll just say for myself, it took me right until even maybe this moment to decide whether I'm using this. Oh, I'm using it. How good. The power of decision, as you see here, this woman is standing, and there are two paths. And usually in our life, there's more than one other choice. There might be three or five, but there's a decision to make. And the first thing, love this picture, of a toddler looking in the mirror. It's not two people, it's one. And she's discovering who she is. She's looking at herself, which is the first thing we need to do, is to look at ourselves without judgment, to look at ourselves without criticism or complaint, to really know who we are. And who we are. This was one of the phrases that in the first couple of chapters, he has this phrase all the time, italicized. And he says, you really should say this thing to yourself as often as you can. I am pure intelligence, always acting intelligently. Let's say that together. I am pure intelligence, always acting intelligently. Let's say it again. I am pure intelligence, always acting intelligently. Here's the thing, how he starts the book is, it's surprising how many individuals how many individuals act unintelligently in a universe of intelligence. And unintelligently isn't a word. So my spell checker kept saying, no, this is not, whatever you're meaning, this isn't the word, but it's the word he uses. He means it. It's a thing for us to think, if we are made in the image and likeness of the divine mind, and that mind, first and foremost, is infinite intelligence. It's also divine love. Infinite intelligence, divine love, if that's who we really are, does our thinking match our being? Does where our minds go match our being? And then he tells us, watch your alibis. Alibis, I love that. What's an alibi? It's the reason you give for not doing your mental work. It's the excuse you make for not living the life of your choice, not making a firm decision and sticking to it, those are alibis. Well, folks, we're born innocent. We don't need no more alibis, right? You don't need an alibi. You're absolutely perfect just the way you are. And what you're called to do is to develop the uniqueness of you, who you really are. What are the gifts you truly have to give? Not what someone else thinks you ought to do, but what is it? So no excuses, no drama, no complaints. Watch your alibis. I wanted to tell you a story. I've heard this first from Maury Morrissey. Some of you have heard it. There were a couple that were going on vacation, and they'd been saving a long time. They were probably from the Midwest. Let's say they were from Canada. I have great knowledge of Canada. So let's say they were from Canada, and they were planning this vacation. They were going to go to Florida, and it was going to be their first time there. But they were so excited about going. And then something came up, and she had to delay her flight and go later. So he went by himself, and he got settled into their hotel, and he thought he'd just email her a quick email and let her know where he was. So he emailed her, and unfortunately, he hadn't closely looked at her email address, and he had made one letter mistake. And coincidentally, it went to a woman who had just lost her husband. Her husband was a well-established minister, well-beloved. They just had this wonderful big celebration for him. And she went home. She thought she would look through her emails. She thought she would get support. This one said, "Thinking of you." And she opened it to say, "Thinking of you, I miss you so much already. Can't wait to see you again. Expecting you on Monday. It sure is hot here." So, making clear decisions is important. Okay, common alibis. I can never get any breaks. He or she doesn't appreciate me. Boss, lover, spouse, whatever. I didn't have the right credentials. They wouldn't hire me. I'm too old to learn what they expected me to know. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fill in the blank. What are your alibis? You don't have to shout them out but honestly, you ought to know them. You really ought to know what gets in your way of living the life that you desire, of using this mental science in a way that you're healthy, happy, prosperous, that you are living the life of your dreams. What gets in the way? Whatever it is, it's time to stop it. Raymond Charles Barker has this wonderful, it's like one paragraph, tiny, two lines. He said, "Think of the problem you have that you can't solve or that you don't want. Now make a decision to get rid of that problem. Tell your subconscious mind that that is no longer you. It's no longer your problem. Say what it is that you want instead and practice that every night when you go to bed, until you experience it. Very clear. Very clear. What is it that you're experiencing that you don't want to experience? Have a clear idea of what it is that you want instead." You know, I was thinking about, this is June, and this is my anniversary month. I started this center 16 years ago, June. Yeah, thank you. And in that 16 years, when I first got there, we had this huge building fund that we then realized it wasn't so huge, and we grew it. But we had an idea that we wanted to buy a building. That was 16 years ago. Every year, we had two or three times a year, every quarter, a few of us would get together, and we would look at listings for Dina Van Slyke, Hart Van Slyke, Aidan Greeney, Grant, McPhail, me, Kathy Riggs, a few others that came and went, were in that place where we were clearly speaking our intention about what we did want. And then 3.5 years ago, at our annual meeting, I said, well, folks, we'll have to face it. We don't have enough money saved. We have to save another $500,000 because we just looked at a piece of land in San Juan Capistrano. And then the universe said, you think so, do you? And the next day on my desk was a flyer saying, church for sale here in San Clemente. Here, this building, for sale. And we came over. First of all, we came, one or two came over, the board came over, that group came over. And it just kept calling to us. Some of the names on that sign, Bill Hart would bring his family over, even though we hadn't taken escrow, we had made an offer. But he showed every one of his family, see how good this is going to be. They have a business upstairs. There'll be people in the business that'll be making money for them. Sold on the idea. Passionate about the idea. And we were about to close escrow and we went, whoa, looks like we're a little short here. So I went to you and I said, can you help us? And you said, yes. And another $85,000 came in, which ended up, we did need that because there were other things to do besides just move in. It's a clear idea, a clear idea. I have a really clear idea about having every seat filled every Sunday. And you can help me with that. You can bring friends every Sunday. You can introduce this place to other people who might, maybe they'll like it, maybe they won't. But if they do, what a wonderful gift to give. So, this says, all improvement is dependent upon you seeing yourself as being greater than you are. I like this picture. Because it's like me walking on fire. I didn't think I could, and then I did. I doubt that I could leap over between one side of the world and another and survive. But anyway, all improvement is dependent upon your seeing yourself as being greater, and I would add, than you think you are. It's so hard for us to get the magnificence that we are. Your spiritual self is not contained in your bodies. It's this thing that is bigger than life itself. The creator of all is in you, and it's your real self. So, problems. I found these emoticons. I thought, oh, good, I'll just share them quickly. Problems come from worry, confusion, defeat, resentment, hate. The indecision is actually the individual's decision to fail. Another way to say that, when you decide not to. When you don't decide to be successful, you're deciding not to be successful. When you don't decide to be healthy, you're deciding not to be healthy. Do you follow me? It's really clear. It's really powerful. So I like this. I used to be indecisive. Now I'm not so sure. And see, the out is that so many people that we're around don't know the power of their thoughts. They don't know the power of their thinking and of their emotions. And so it's okay to be indecisive. Right here, right now, the greatness that you are is calling you forth to be uniquely you. Powerfully you. That doesn't mean that you need to be some version of someone you picture as powerful. It means you need to be you, fully you. So, how do you do that? Stop asking for advice. Stop asking for advice. When you ask for advice, what you're saying is the power within me doesn't know who I am. When you're asking for advice, you're putting your power, you're giving your power away to the people you're asking advice from. And when you come to a practitioner for a consultation, they will not give you advice. And if they do, tell me. Because they're not supposed to. It's right in the code of ethics. No advice. They want to know what you want, not what they think you ought to have. So stop asking for advice. No power anywhere sits in judgment of you. This is such good news. No power anywhere sits in judgment of you. The universe is unconcerned with your mistakes. You are your only judge, and your faculties are your faculties of mind are your only jury. Your faculties of mind, that law of mind that says yes to everything you believe to be true, everything you say with passion, the universe is saying yes, yes. I got hooked on the, thank goodness only the first season is out, of Frankie and Grace. And it's a Netflix, so you have to have Netflix to watch it. But it's so good, such a good writing. And it's about a couple who split up because the law partners are in love with each other. The men are in love with each other, so they're leaving their wives. And it causes all sorts of reasons for decisions. All sorts of potential for comedy, for sure. But also for, remember, what's important. What is the value? And there were many times, although it's a comedy, I was sobbing. It's so, for me, it was so touching, so good. So, here's another thing. I am consciousness. Say that with me. I am consciousness. Say it again. I am consciousness. What does that mean? It's the truth. What does it mean? Well, I won't ask one of the ministers or practitioners. It simply means that you are that which creates your world. And I like this, all those are little fires, that this being meditating is creating his or her world around him. I like this picture better, but happiness is genuine satisfaction with your present experience. That's interesting, isn't it? Happiness is genuine satisfaction with your present experience. So let's ask yourself, am I presently satisfied with my life right now? And if you're not, then go back to what I said earlier. Make a list. Get rid of those alibis. You can do it. You know, Pharrell Williams had this wonderful song, 2.5, 3 years ago, Happy. And it's so, I'm so happy, la da da da, and we've even sang a part of it. But in this song, he goes so fast. Sometimes you don't really hear the lyrics of the second verse. I'd like to read them to you. You can read them yourself. Here come bad news, talking this and that, yeah. They give you all you got, don't hold it back, yeah. Well, I should probably warn you that I'll be just fine. Yeah, no offense to you, don't waste my time because I'm happy. So, sometimes it's shock to people when you tell them all of your news and you're fine. You don't have to fix it, you don't have to do anything. You simply, you're okay, you're choosing happiness. Choosing happiness. My highest hope is that you all choose happiness today. You get the power of decision. But here's the thing I want you to know, because it's true. When I first heard a minister talking like I'm talking, I was arguing in my mind with every word she said, because my God was outside of me, it wasn't inside me, it wasn't a law, it was love. And I was just blah, 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 blah. But some reason, I kept going back until I got it. And I was given a wonderful book, little book list this week from Unity. And the first article was about when you first come to a church, a center, you go home feeling great, but you don't really understand why you're feeling great. So by about Wednesday, you need a little uplift. and by the following Sunday. But if you come back often enough, you'll get it. If you come to classes, you'll get it. So, okay, I want to close with reading you one of my favorite poems by one of my favorite authors, Mary Oliver. And this one's called The Journey, and I thought it was appropriate for today. The day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt that old tug at your ankles, "Mend my life," it said. Each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice which you slowly recognized as your own that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Please join me for prayer. Diane's going to set us up with a new something.
In the silence, there is a sacred place, a secret meeting place. Love is there. In the silence,
infinite intelligence, God, is right here in this very room, in and through and as each one of us. It is the word that I speak, and this is what I know. I know that I am here for good, for God. I know that every thought is a prayer, and I pray consciously. I know every excuse is simply an alibi, and I don't need any alibis. One with God, I am innocent and I am free. I no longer make excuses. I move forward toward my dreams, filled with all the good there is. I'm so grateful that this is so. What I know for myself, I know for each one here. So, knowing that this is the beginning of a brand new expression of life, I say thank you, God. And I release this word to the power and action of divine law. It is complete. And please join me in saying, and so it is.
With Shenandoah. As soon as they're clear, we're going to have a special, get the kids up here with a little light. Offertory, yes.
would please come forward. It's time for us to share our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, and to give great thanks for who we are and where we are, what we know. And please repeat after me.